Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a crazy interview that recently happened and some insane quotes all around AGI, the coming of AGI, what the next AI model is, what we can expect from GPT-5, all of that. It's fascinating. I wanted to give a big shout out to, of course, Jimmy Apples on Twitter for sharing a really interesting quote. I mean, this isn't his quote, but recently Sam Altman was doing an interview at Stanford. I think it was eCorner. I'm actually seeing this from yesterday, and he gave a little soundbite that a lot of people are talking about. He said, quote, GPT-4 is the dumbest model of any you will ever have to use again by a lot. This was fascinating to me. GPT-4, which is, of course, smoking literally every AI company right now. Everyone's trying to catch up to it. Everyone benchmarks against it. If you can benchmark against GPT-4, like, you're a power player in this space. We got maybe three companies that are, you know, putting the claim out there that they're getting as good as it. And Sam Altman, I mean, this thing's been out for over a year now. And Sam Altman's like, this is the dumbest thing you guys are ever going to use by a lot. Fascinating. Connor, what are you seeing on this?
I love that quote too. And it's, I mean, clearly GPT-5, right, this thing came out in March of 2023. And yeah. And all the great models that are benchmarking, you're right, they're like, you know, Claude 3, which we love, you know, is up there, and Mistral is up there, and all these things. But like, yeah, it's been out for so long. So the thing that's been fascinating to me is, first of all, you know, kind of like waiting to see where OpenAI is coming out with this. I mean, I think the latest rumors I heard is sort of summer, but I guess we'll find out. But really, like, as we're getting more powerful, Gene, it brings up this really big question that has been on my mind nonstop. And I want to give a shout out to Paul Reitzer and their artificial intelligence podcast, which I think is a great podcast as well. Because he was like, hey, have you guys like heard the Ezra Klein interview from New York Times with Dario Amodei, who runs Anthropic? And that kind of turned me on to it. I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of missed that one. Listen to it. This is a mind-blowing interview. So essentially, you know, Dario Amodei basically built, you know, GPT-3 or whatever it was, left to go build Anthropic. It was a very sort of like safety-focused company. And I've been doing tons of this, like YouTube videos and everything else about this, because I'm so fascinated by it. Because what's happening is essentially, you know, like, take a sort of step back to yesteryear here when OpenAI blew up, right? And why did it blow up? But this is the moment that I think everybody found out that OpenAI was essentially run by, not even essentially, literally run by a nonprofit, right? And the super quick history lesson on this, you know, the board was something like, you know, I don't know, 9 members or whatever. And there was sort of like half and half, think Supreme Court, where it was like, you know, safety people. I'm talking like, you know, professors from Georgetown, people who are sort of, you know, aligned with the effective altruism movement, all that kind of stuff, super safety people. And then on the other side, you had like the corporate folks, right? Corporate folks, 3 of them drop off almost immediately. Those people weren't replaced. And then all of a sudden, like overnight, Sam Altman gets fired. We all remember that. Why did that happen? Well, sort of hard. So still very murky. But the point is this, 2 people, Helen Toner and Tash McCauley, were able to completely hold that whole thing down. Like if they had sort of stayed strong with their idea that, like, look, this is kind of getting out of hand, there was nothing Microsoft could have done, nothing Sam Altman, nobody could have done anything. Nobody. That's how powerful this tiny, tiny board is. 2 people essentially shut down OpenAI. That's why Microsoft essentially then tried to buy all of OpenAI's people. And the reason I keep mentioning this and coming back to Dario Amodei and Anthropic and this interview is that Anthropic has this same board structure that nobody talks about. It's called the Long-Term Benefit Trust. Same thing. 5 people, no fiduciary duty. When they think AGI gets too powerful, they basically have an obligation to say, we have to slow this down. Dude, who's going to slow it down? I mean, Amazon has invested billions. Microsoft over at OpenAI invested billions. Google doesn't have this problem. Meta doesn't have this problem. Elon doesn't have this problem. But the 2 biggest ones in OpenAI and Anthropic have this issue. Point being that this interview, this is where I'll end it. Don't worry. In this interview, there, Ezra Klein is asking Dario Amodei, like, how close do you think we are to AGI? And he's like, well, do you know how exponential growth works? He's like, I think we could be like 2-3 years away. Dude, 2 or 3 years away from AGI when we have to all of a sudden face this decision. Last thing I'll say on this is that Microsoft will no longer have access to AGI. They can't monetize AGI. It's in the board structure. I mean, it's in the structure of OpenAI. Sorry, Jane. I just dumped a ton on your lap, but like the speed of all this is moving is just... it. Has bigger questions.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. My hope is that as we reach whatever we call AGI, here's a problem. The real issue here is that no one has ever defined exactly what AGI is. And so when we reach AGI, Microsoft doesn't have access, but you can bet the lawsuits between OpenAI and Microsoft are going to be extensive and cutthroat when essentially OpenAI says we're cutting you off from our next gen model because it's AGI. And then, yeah, there's going to be insane lawsuits. That I could see that going up to the Supreme Court, and then we have the Supreme Court having to decide what AGI is. Like, it's going to be insane. And also, people are like, oh, why would it go there? Like, you think about this lawsuit. Think about what Microsoft loses by losing access to the most powerful model. Like, AGI is going to be insanely more powerful than any human. It's going to get embedded into humanoid robots. It's going to change the face of work. It's going to be insane. So, and of course, you know, we all say, like, everyone leading these companies is kind of like these altruistic people, and maybe you get that vibe, especially from OpenAI and Anthropic and stuff. But, like, at the end of the day, the CEO of Microsoft, which I think he's doing a fantastic job of being a CEO of Microsoft, he exists to improve the company and to make the company more money and to grow it. Like they have one purpose, and that's preserve the company for better or for worse. And so, like, yeah, it's going to be a long fought battle, I think. I think it is coming soon. I think, like, these models are going to be super powerful. From what Sam Altman's alluding to, like, GPT-4 is garbage. It's kind of interesting because I'm already mentally, like, prepared for GPT-5 to come. And, like, I've talked about it so much and there's been so much hype around it. Like, when it comes, I'm sure I'm going to be like, wow, this is amazing. But I'm also going to be like, yep, this is amazing as I expected. Now move on. Wonder what GPT-6 is going to be like. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we'll ever. So I also wonder if because of that, AGI, what we would have called AGI 3 years ago, is going to be different in 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, or in 2 years. Like, in 2 years, we'll be like, oh, you know, we've achieved what we used to call AGI, but this isn't very good because we've just, like, kind of lukewarm turned up the capabilities on this technology. So I think there's a lot there. I'll be curious to see how easily Microsoft relinquishes control of that, though.
You know, that is such an interesting point because, okay, so that's actually making me think, because it used to be the Turing test. You know what I mean? Like, the Turing test is going to define sort of, like, why, like, when computers and, you know, and naturally intelligent or sentient or whatever, right? So GPT, like, 3.5, whatever, like, blew past that. They're like, okay, maybe not that. And I'll never forget, Jaden, one of the most impactful interviews I ever heard probably in my life was Lex Fridman, Sam Altman back in, like, March of last year. And there's so many great quotes. I still quote that interview a ton because one of the things that Sam Altman asked Lex Fridman was, do you think, he's like, you've used GPT-4, and this is GPT-4, it just came out. And Lex Fridman's like, yeah. And Sam Altman's like, do you think it's AGI? And Lex Fridman, like, paused for a long time. He's like, I don't think so. And Sam Altman's like, yeah, I don't think so either. But what kind of conversation is that? I don't think so. This is a year ago when now Sam Altman is saying that model is garbage. Like, so I think actually what you're saying could be really, really interesting, right? So, like, as soon as we kind of get closer and closer and we think, like, okay, well, that is good. But at some point, we're going to be saying that's, you know, that was garbage. That was garbage. That's the history of technology. I don't think the end, you know, AGI is the end of technology, right? So that actually does give them room to continue to say, like, yes, it is good now. Yes, we have taken over. Yes, the robot dogs now rule the planet. Yes, you know, like, all that kind of stuff. But not quite. You know, so, like, that's really fascinating. I also think that this is the reason why Microsoft bought the entire team of Inflection, because Inflection does not have this regulation on it. Even though Mustafa Suleiman is, like, he literally wrote the book The Coming Wave, which means that he's really high on safety. But boy, that's a lot of money getting it from Microsoft. And if Microsoft is not legally bound anymore, then this feels like their lifeboat. Do you know what I mean? Like, to hop off from when this stuff actually appears. You know,
that's a fascinating take. Because when OpenAI was going through all of its problems, and it, you know, Satya Nadella was, like, kind of telling their investors, like, don't worry, it's going to be okay. He's like, we are OpenAI. We're around their code. We're in their code. Yeah. We have their weights. Like, we have, like, everything. Like, if they shut down, like, we're going to be able to, like, essentially duplicate them and move on and be okay. That was kind of, like, what he was alluding to people, which a lot of people, you know, after the fact are, like, you know, not comfortable with how that whole thing went down. But I think what's interesting is, you are probably onto something in that they, even if OpenAI is like, okay, we're cutting you off from, like, GPT or whatever, GPT 6 or 7 or whatever we call AGI, they'll be like, okay, great. This whole time they've had kind of Mustafa Suleiman in the side wings with his guys sitting there watching what's going on, monitoring the situation. And as soon as they get cut off, they're like, okay, and wrap it up. We see how they do it. Now we clone it. And like onwards and upwards, we also have AGI.
Yeah.
So that, that's also a very possible reality that I could
see. It really does. I mean, like there's this, and you can sort of say like, well, would they spend billions on that? I mean, like Meta spent billions on open source. I mean, the market now has crushed them because they're like, wait, you're, because Mark Zuckerberg is like very proudly being like, yeah, we're just going to spend another $5 billion. Not sure how we're going to monetize this, but, and then it comes out that like people cannot stand like the integration into Instagram, which I feel like an idiot because like I think I was on the show maybe last week or something like that. I'm like, it's going to be amazing. Turns out it kind of sucks. But like, but because people just want like a search bar on their Instagram and instead it's like trying to, you know, tell them like, you know, how long it takes an acorn to grow into an oak tree or whatever. Like, I just want to find out how Maroon 5, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Wild, like how these things can kind of come and go. The technology is there, but I am going to be really, really curious to sort of see like, you know, how the market reacts to all this stuff too. Because, yeah, I mean, again, Microsoft is going to own this stuff one way or another with OpenAI or without, I feel like.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode and the conversation today, we would really, really appreciate it. Connor was just telling me that his water pump broke today. So he has been going through a traumatic experience not having any water in his house. And he said the number one thing you could do to make him feel better about not drinking water is to leave us a review on the podcast. It takes a second.
It would mean the world, guys. Honestly, our well broke, no water. This is the only thing that would make it better. Just one review. You can save one for one glass of water.
His insatiable thirst for reviews is even stronger than his insatiable thirst for water at this point. So if you could leave us a review.
If you are still listening at this point, well, this is what I love about our people. Like, so I feel like we're friends with our listeners. If you're still listening at this point, you are the best. Thank you. And if you are still listening and you haven't left a review, come on. You know we're friends. We're all on LinkedIn together. You love Jaden. You love everything he does. He's been holding like his newborn son like in his lap this entire time. Won't you please give us a review?
All right. That's the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time.